Welcome to Dissertation in 90 Days, brought to you by Writers ER. I'm your host, Dr. J, and today we're diving into a challenge every PhD learner faces at some point, overcoming writer's block. Picture this. It's a bright morning. You've got your coffee ready, your notes spread out, and you're all set to start writing. But as you sit there staring at the blank screen, the words just don't come. Frustrating, right? We've all been there. Today, we'll tackle this head on, with practical steps and strategies that you can put into practice immediately. Let's get those ideas flowing and turn that blank page into a masterpiece of academic writing. Stay tuned because you're about to overcome one of the biggest hurdles in your doctoral journey. Let's unpack this idea of writer's block, especially in the context of academic writing. Think of writer's block as a brick wall in your mind. You're ready to write, your ideas are lined up, but when you sit down, the words just won't flow. It's like your brain hits a pause button. So what causes this? One major culprit is perfectionism. We often want our first draft to be a masterpiece. But remember, the best writing is rewriting. Your first draft is just your starting point, not your final product. Then there's the fear of failure. It's that nagging thought, what if my work isn't good enough? This fear can be paralyzing, but it's important to remember that every academic journey is filled with learning and growth, not just flawless outputs. Another common cause is lack of research. Sometimes we think we're ready to write, but we're actually missing key pieces of information. It's like trying to cook a meal without all the ingredients. You need a solid foundation of research to build your writing upon. It's also worth mentioning the role of external pressures, deadlines, academic expectations, and personal commitments can all add up, creating a mental block. It's like trying to run through quicksand. The harder you try, the more stuck you feel. But here's the crucial part. Writer's block is not a permanent state. It's a temporary challenge, and it's definitely solvable. It's a common part of the academic process, and facing it is a sign of growth, not weakness. Remember, every writer, every researcher, every academic has faced this hurdle at some point. Now let's shift gears a bit. Today we have a special guest with us, Dr. Emily Smith. She's a cognitive psychologist specializing in creativity. Dr. Smith has extensive experience in understanding how our minds work when we're trying to be creative, which is perfect for our discussion on writer's block. Dr. Smith has shared with us off-air some fascinating insights. Even as an expert in creativity, she's not immune to writer's block. It's a common challenge, no matter how experienced you are. She believes that writer's block isn't just about what you know or don't know. It's about how you approach your work mentally. It's a reminder that even the best of us need strategies to push through those mental barriers. In the next few minutes, we'll be diving into some of the techniques and insights Dr. Smith has developed in her research. These are practical, actionable strategies that can help anyone at any stage of their academic journey to overcome writer's block. Stay tuned because this is going to be a game changer. We're diving into effective strategies to conquer writer's block with insights from our guest expert, Dr. Emily Smith. First up, we have free writing exercises. This is all about letting your thoughts flow without censorship or editing. Set a timer, say 10 minutes, and just write whatever comes to mind. It doesn't have to be related to your dissertation or even make sense. The idea is to get the words flowing and ease the pressure off writing perfectly. Dr. Smith points out that this exercise can be surprisingly liberating. It's like loosening up your muscles before a workout, but for your brain. Next, we're talking about setting small, manageable goals. It's easy to feel overwhelmed when you're staring down a 100-page dissertation. Break it down into smaller chunks. Today, maybe you'll just outline a section. Tomorrow, write a couple of paragraphs. Dr. Smith emphasizes that progress is progress, no matter how small. It's about building momentum. Each little step forward is a victory against writer's block. And here's a personal favorite, changing your environment. Are you always working at your desk? Try moving to a different room or even head to a local library or cafe. A change of scenery can shift your mindset and spark new ideas. Dr. Smith shares that different environments can stimulate different parts of our brain, leading to fresh perspectives and renewed motivation. Even something as simple as rearranging your workspace can make a difference. To add to this, Dr. Smith suggests incorporating physical activity into your routine. A brisk walk or a quick stretch can help clear your mind. It's about giving yourself a mental reset. And don't forget about the power of a good conversation. Sometimes discussing your ideas with someone else can unlock new thoughts and directions. It's like unclogging a pipe. Once you start talking, the ideas begin to flow more freely. So let's recap. Free writing exercises to get the words flowing, setting small goals to maintain steady progress, changing your environment for new perspectives, adding physical activity for a mental reset, and engaging in conversations to open up new ideas. These strategies are not just theoretical, they're practical, actionable, and proven to work. Give them a try and see how they help you break through that block. And remember, writer's block is a phase, not a permanent state. With these tools in your arsenal, you're well equipped to overcome it. Now let's roll up our sleeves and get into some practical, actionable tips to help you break through writer's block. These are simple yet effective tricks that you can start using right now. Tip 1, use a timer for focused writing sessions. Ever heard of the Pomodoro technique? It's a time management method where you work for 25 minutes, then take a 5-minute break. It's like short, focused sprints for your brain. Set a timer, and during those 25 minutes, just write. Don't worry about editing or perfecting. The goal is to keep the words flowing. When the timer rings, take a breather, stretch, grab a coffee, or just relax, then go for another round. It's amazing how much you can accomplish in these short bursts. Tip 2, create a mind map for your dissertation. Sometimes writer's block comes from feeling overwhelmed by all the ideas floating in your head. A mind map can help organize these thoughts. Start with your main thesis in the center and branch out to different subtopics and arguments. It's a visual way to structure your ideas, and it can be incredibly helpful in making your writing process smoother and more organized. And here's tip 3. Discuss your ideas with peers for a fresh perspective. Sometimes just talking about your dissertation can spark new ideas or reveal angles you hadn't considered. It's also a great way to get feedback and encouragement, whether it's with fellow PhD learners, your advisor, or even friends and family. Don't underestimate the power of a good conversation. So there you have it. Use a timer for focused writing sessions, create a mind map to organize your thoughts, and discuss your ideas with others for new insights. These tips are not just about overcoming writer's block, they're about making your writing process more efficient and enjoyable. Give them a try and see how they transform your approach to your dissertation. Now let's dive into the question and answer segment. I've got some questions from you, our listeners. And I'll also respond to live comments for those tuning in right now. First, we have a question from Jordan in Boston. How do you keep going when your research seems to be at a standstill? That's a common challenge, Jordan. My advice? Shift your focus. Remind yourself why your research matters. Sometimes working on a different aspect of your dissertation can reignite your passion. Also, remember, every research path has its ups and downs. You're making progress, even if it's not immediately apparent. Next, a live comment from Emma in San Diego. She's asking, how do you manage feeling overwhelmed by the workload? That's a great question, Emma. It's like looking at a mountain and focusing only on the peak. Try to focus on the next step rather than the entire journey. Break your work into smaller tasks and celebrate each small accomplishment. This approach can make your goals feel more attainable and less overwhelming. And we've got Mike from Toronto wondering, how can I better organize my thoughts? Mike, consider using digital tools like mind mapping software or organizational apps such as Evernote or Trello. These can help you structure your ideas more coherently. Also, don't overlook the simplicity of sticky notes or index cards. They can be great for jotting down and rearranging ideas visually. Thanks for all your insightful questions and comments. It's clear we're all navigating similar challenges in our academic journeys. Keep sending in your questions and let's continue to support each other. It's time for some inspiration. Let's hear about real people who've conquered writer's block and how they did it. First, there's Laura from New York. She hit a major block halfway through her dissertation. Her strategy? She started a writing group with fellow PhD candidates. They'd meet weekly, share progress, and offer feedback. This accountability and support helped Laura find her rhythm again. She says it was a game changer, turning a solitary struggle into a collaborative journey. Then there's Aaron from Chicago. He was stuck for weeks. What worked for him? He switched to dictation software, speaking his thoughts instead of typing. This shift helped him break the mental barrier of the blank page. Aaron found that speaking his ideas out loud sparked creativity in a way that typing couldn't. Lastly, let's talk about Priya from London. She overcame her writer's block by setting daily micro goals. Instead of focusing on the entire chapter, she aimed to write just one paragraph each day. This approach reduced the pressure and made the task seem more manageable. Gradually, her confidence grew, and so did her dissertation. These stories show that there's no one-size-fits-all solution to writer's block. It's about finding what clicks for you. Whether it's forming a support group, changing your method of writing, or setting smaller goals, there are many paths to overcoming this challenge. As we near the end of today's episode of Dissertation in 90 Days, let's take a moment for some encouragement. Remember, every challenge you face in your writing journey is an opportunity for growth. Writer's block isn't just an obstacle, it's a stepping stone. It's a chance to develop resilience, creativity, and problem-solving skills. These are not just qualities of a great scholar, but of a great person. So embrace these challenges. When you find yourself stuck, remember it's a part of your journey as a scholar. Each time you overcome writer's block, you're not just moving closer to completing your dissertation. You're growing as a researcher, as a thinker, and as a contributor to the world of knowledge. Thank you to Dr. Emily Smith for her insights today, and a big thank you to you, our listeners, for joining us. Your engagement and dedication make this journey worthwhile. Before we sign off, I want to extend an invitation to all of you. Share your progress, your challenges, and your success stories. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other. As we close, I'll leave you with this thought. The road to success is always under construction. Keep building your path one word at a time. And don't forget, for those looking for a comprehensive guide, check out the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 Months or Less by Dr. Anthony Robinson, who impressively completed 2 dissertations in just 6 months. You can download this playbook at writerser.com/playbook. Until next time, keep writing, keep striving, and remember, your story is worth telling. Signing off from Dissertation in 90 Days. See you in the next episode.